This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. It's another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We still got 2 hours left. It's only Monday, baby. I'm that guy. I'm being that guy. On the media ad blitz this week, we'll get to Medal of Honor Monday in a second. Just a heads up, you're going to see me everywhere this week. And I'm so happy for you that you get to see... What, Chris? That you get to see me everywhere. This is media week where I'm going on every other show imaginable trying to sell the book, Anti-Communist Manifesto, available at jessekellybook.com. Then next week, it's book tour. Come hang with me on the book tour. Remember, book tour starts... Chris, is it Saturday or Sunday? Hold on, I have a piece of paper here. Saturday. It starts Saturday in Houston. Then it's Salt Lake City on the 12th. Then it's Harrisburg, Pennsylvania on the 14th. And then it's Tampa on the 15th. All that is at jessekellybook.com if you want to know where to go there. But it's time for something different. Time for something awesome, something we do at this time every single Monday. Medal of Honor Monday. For you new listeners, when someone earns a Medal of Honor through acts of incredible heroism, they do a write-up on it. Someone does a brief write-up on what they did. It's called a citation. Those citations are available for free for everyone online. I can't even give you the website because there are several websites. You can go, you can sort it by conflict. You can sort it by military branch. You can sort it by whatever, but you can go and just print them off or just read them on your phone or computer. I don't know if anyone has a computer anymore, but you just go print them off and read them. Reading them is important. Remembering the men, remembering the deeds. Remember, if we don't remember the men or the deeds, if we don't speak about them, then really they're lost. It's like they're gone. Speak about them in front of children more than anything else. Kids need something to aspire to. And if you don't give them something great, the devil will give them something terrible. These are the best people we've ever had. Read these to your... You coach Little League? You coach sports? Read it to your boys, your girls. Read it to your own children. Sunday school. Or do you teach school? Are you a school teacher? Read these. Like I said, this is not mine. These men went out and earned these incredible honors. We have to talk about them. And we take email suggestions. Remember, you can email your love, your hate, your death threats to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, I have a suggestion for Medal of Honor Monday. Captain Richard E. Fleming was a Marine pilot who died at the Battle of Midway. His Medal of Honor citation says it all. He attended St. Thomas Academy in Minnesota. He was engaged to marry his fiance, or he was engaged to marry, and his fiance donated his officer sword to the academy. Every year, the senior cadet is presented the Fleming sword to wear with his dress uniform. I served as a chaplain at STA while also serving as an Army Reserve chaplain. Captain Fleming's story is an inspiration for me and for the cadets of his alma mater. And without further ado, here it is.
Ready, aim,
fire. Honoring those who went above and beyond. It's Medal of Honor Monday.
Richard Eugene Fleming, USMC Reserve. For extraordinary heroism and conspicuous intrepidity above and beyond the call of duty as Flight Officer, Marine Scout Bombing Squadron 241, during action against enemy Japanese forces in the Battle of Midway on the 4th and 5th of June, 1942. When his squadron commander was shot down during the initial attack upon an enemy aircraft carrier, Captain Fleming led the remainder of the division with such fearless determination that he dived his own plane to the perilously low altitude of 400 feet before releasing his bomb. Although his craft was riddled by 179 hits in the blistering hail of fire that burst upon him from Japanese fighters and anti-aircraft batteries, he pulled out with only two minor wounds inflicted upon himself. on the night of the 4th of June when the squadron commander lost his way and became separated from the others, Captain Fleming brought his own plane in for a safe landing at its base despite hazardous weather conditions and total darkness. The following day, after less than 4 hours of sleep, he led the 2nd Division of his squadron in a coordinated glide bombing and dive bombing assault upon a Japanese battleship. Undeterred by a fateful approach glide, during which his ship was struck and set afire, he grimly pressed home his attack to an altitude of 500 feet, releasing his bomb to score a near miss on the stern of his target, then crashed into the sea in flames. His dauntless perseverance and unyielding devotion to duty were in keeping with the highest traditions of U.S. naval service. And Captain Fleming gave his life for this country 80 years ago today. I don't know the time of day. I guess I could have looked it up, but it's possible 80 years ago at this exact moment, Captain Fleming was speeding down towards a battleship that was unloading on him with other planes unloading on him, getting ready to drop a bomb to take out the enemy, and he gave his life for it. And I'd say he's more than earned taps, wouldn't you say? Semper Fi, brother. Just, I know you probably already know, but the Battle of Midway was obviously critical. The Japanese Navy was moving on. They were moving towards Hawaii. They had plans to take Hawaii and essentially hold Hawaii hostage to sue for peace. But we, credit to the intelligence community, military intelligence community, we gathered enough info that we were able to decipher Japanese codes and figured out what they were doing. Because remember, even today, we think we know too much. We think we know more than we do about what's going on in the world. But think what that's like back in 1940. You have no idea. They had no idea where the Japanese fleets were. You don't know. But we intercepted their codes. We figured out they were going to attack Midway. And if you look at Midway, and I would encourage you to do so, don't just look at maps and things like that. It brings these stories alive. You can see why it's called Midway. Well, we decided we were going to essentially ambush them there. But on these attacks, these crazy naval battles, gosh, I'm reading one of the best books I've ever read in my life on World War II right now. The fleet at flood tide. The fleet at flood tide. Highly recommend it. Anyway, these naval battles in World War II were just insane. And there were fighter planes trying to take on other fighters. There were torpedo planes. That was essentially suicide, especially in the beginning of the war, because we had bad torpedoes that wouldn't explode or they dive down and bury in the ground. But a torpedo plane really has to get down right above the water and fly parallel to the water right at a ship. And then you had these dive bombers. And I saw a simulation once. I'm trying to remember. I'm sorry. I forget it. It was at a museum. Oh, gosh. I don't remember the museum. Anyway, it was at a museum, and the simulation was essentially this. You would sit down, and you would be in the seat of a dive bomber as you're diving down towards these ships. And, look, it was a stupid simulation with no threat to your life whatsoever. And your heart was pounding by the time it was done. You're flying down towards the ship, and there's just tracer rounds whizzing all by your face, all over the place, and from the side as the Japanese planes are coming in. And part of the reason that citation's so amazing is how low he dropped his bomb, because the basic human survival instinct is, remember, the dive bombers only have one bomb. You want to drop it so you can leave. When you drop it, your mission's over. You're flying back home. So just boop. Oh, whoops. Accidentally dropped that one too high and missed. Sorry, boss. Anyway, flying back home, you hold on that long, 400 feet above the ground. That's absurd levels of bravery and danger. Absurd levels. And when it said he had a near miss by the stern, you should know that that's really a hit. With those dive bombs, the bombs, 500-pound bombs is what they're dropping. You don't have to hit the ship. If you hit close enough, you will do all kinds of damage to it. Crazy bravery, man. I could never. Crazy, these guys. It's amazing. All right. Let's go over some Joe Biden stuff before we get to birth rates and gun control and Sesame Street. First, probably a good a time as any to honor the fallen by helping the families they leave behind. The guy referenced this guy's fiance. I think about that. I think about Captain Fleming's fiance and others. Think about that. Think about sending him off and you're getting married and you're supposed to begin this wonderful life. Or the ones who are married. Oftentimes they're young. Remember, because young people die in war. And you've got this young family, young kids. And then he never comes home. And I mean, what can you do for these people? Tunnel to Towers has found their own way to do what they can. Nothing ever replaces dad. But Tunnel to Towers pays off mortgages for Gold Star families. That's what they do. They've been doing it for a long time. I want you to go look up the Tunnel to Towers charity rating. This is a wonderful organization that takes care of widows and orphans as we're commanded to do. And they ask for $11 a month. Maybe do your $11 a month in honor of Captain Fleming tonight. T2T.org. T2T.org. $11 a month.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Gosh, that's such a great song. That might be Zeppelin's greatest song, When the Levee Breaks. But speaking of levee breaking, Joe Biden's brain is breaking. And that he's lying again, blatantly lying. Keep in mind, we know about the tax increases for everyone by now. These things are not mysterious. We know these things, and yet he'll still say things like this.
I promise no one making less than $400,000 a year will pay a penny more in federal taxes. But like most of you at home, I know the federal tax system isn't fair. That's why I kept my commitment, again, that no one earning less than $400,000 a year will pay a penny more in federal taxes.
That's an easily verifiable lie. But because Joe Biden is a complete sociopath, Joe Biden will tell easily verifiable lies more often than any man who's ever held the office of the office of the presidency. And think how amazing that is, because every president lies. Republican, Democrat, no matter what, whether you consider it just part of the job or whatever the case may be, they all lie. One, they're politicians. Two, they're presidents. They're going to lie. So they're all a bunch of liars. Everyone, this is universal. Joe Biden is the biggest liar in the biggest liars club. Think how incredible that he'll, because Joe Biden will just simply come out and say things that everyone can verify. You know, I went to the University of Michigan for 3 years. Wait, what? No, you didn't. There's no enrollment records. Is that my son died in Iraq? Joe, we actually know the hospital he died in. He died of brain cancer back here in America. What are you talking? Nothing sways him at all. I do love when they say this though. Always keep in mind the communist is lying at all times. That's why they consider confiscating your taxes revenue. Whenever you talk about revenue, remember, you're the revenue.
We're going to do even more to reduce the deficit. We need to control spending if we're going to do that. But we also have to raise revenue.
Revenue sounds so, it sounds nice, right? You know what it sounds like? We're doing a lemonade stand this Saturday, guys. We're just going to raise some, we got to raise revenue. Let's get some more lemonade going out there. Except the federal government can't make money. You make money and they steal yours. But do remember, always, we all know the three characteristics these people have in common. No love of country, no connection to real people in the real world, and they see themselves as kings and queens. And that's really what this one comes down to, what so many of them come down to. You look at your fellow Americans as if they're your fellow Americans. That's a civilian. That's your labor. You went to work today if you have a job that gets paid, but you went to work today, you got paid. You view that as being yours, right? No, you'll give back. You'll pay your taxes, probably give to a charity, maybe tithe to church, whatever, but you're going to give portions of it, but still, the labor is yours. But the way these people look at the people, the way they look at the civilians in this country, all your labor belongs to them. The reality is how much labor you keep in their minds, the way they look at it, is how much of their labor they've allowed you to keep. Whatever you get to keep, they consider it, they gave you permission to keep some of it. It all really belongs to them, but I guess I'll let you have half. But speaking of the levy breaking, this is where I really wanted to go with all this. Corinne Diversity Hires said something, and it didn't get a lot of play, but it's something you should pay attention to and pay attention to closely. This is what Corinne Diversity Hire had to say the other day.
This year alone, more than 600 anti-LGBTQI bills have been filed in state houses across the country, and a significant portion of those bills target transgender youth. DOJ is actively supporting challenges to state laws that target transgender kids. In light of the Dobbs decision,
DOJ attacking state laws. Red state laws. Red state laws like the Florida law that say, hey, please don't tell my first grader to cut his penis off. Please don't show pornography to my kindergartner. And remember, these books that they're keeping out of the schools, they're so gross, the things that are in the books, I will not describe them for you on this show. I refuse to do so. You can go look them up. I know we have children who listen to this show. And as rough around the edges as I am, I will always do a show that you can listen to with your children. You can leave the room and come back, and that'll be fine. My kids listen. So I do my show with that in mind. That's a good point, Chris. The school boards will not allow the contents of these books to be read aloud. Yet the Department of Justice is going to try to force states to allow these things for your children. I'm going to pair that little soundbite with this little headline because it's really, really important we all understand something about where we're going. Headline, gun control groups target law students and have them pledge not to represent the gun industry. Now, what's that have to do with the tranny stuff and the gun industry? But did you see who they're targeting? Law students. Do you see what's happening? It's happening right in front of your face. Do you see where this is going? We will expand on this in just a moment and explain where it's going. Before we do that, let's explain this. This really hurts me to say. I don't take any pleasure in this, but we have to be honest. I have to be honest with you. You have to be honest with me. Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Be honest with you right now. Your towels are garbage. I know you think you bought good towels, but you either bought them from a garbage company, one of these big commie companies, or you just have bad towels. And I understand financial times can be hard on everybody. So maybe you're sitting there saying, Jesse, I can't afford good towels. Jesse, I know you're a world famous author. Now you can probably afford the best towels. Well, I can't afford the best towels, just like you can, because the best towels are a MyPillow 6-piece towel set when they're on clearance for $25. The towel set's normally $99.98. Right now, they're $25 for one of the all USA cotton 6-piece towel sets from MyPillow. Everybody, not just world famous authors, can afford them now. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square. It's big. You can't miss it. And use the promo code Jesse, and you get a 6-piece towel set for $25. How about that? Go now. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Recipients have done the improbable, showing immense bravery and sacrifice in the name of something much bigger than themselves.
This medal is for the men who went down that day. It's for the families of those who didn't make it.
I'm J.R. Martinez. I'm a U.S. Army veteran myself, and I'm honored to tell you the stories of these heroes on the new season of Medal of Honor: Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. From Robert Blake, the first Black sailor to be awarded the medal, to Daniel Daly, one of only 19 people to have received the Medal of Honor twice. These are stories about people who have distinguished themselves by acts of valor, going above and beyond the call of duty. You'll hear about what they did, what it meant, and what their stories tell us about the nature of courage and sacrifice. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Excited as all get out, except I will admit to you, I am way behind, and I have no idea how that happened on this show. When I say behind, I have a general idea, nothing specific, of things I want to get to in any given show. And oftentimes I don't get to very much of it because I'll go on and on about certain things. This is a preview of all the things I want to get to on the show. I still have to get to your emails because you have some really, really good ones that have me think that have things I want to talk about in them. I have to finish my thought, which I'm going to in a moment, on the DOJ and the gun control groups and where we're going. I have to talk about birth rates, Sesame Street. Google is adjusting some policies we have to talk about. We have to talk about a student being assaulted. We have to talk about the LGBTQ judge, why the women's soccer players got beaten by men, the Bible being yanked from schools in Utah. I still have to tell you about the Anti-Communist Manifesto, which goes on sale tomorrow, and you can buy it at jessekellybook.com. As you can see, there's a lot to do, and the show's already half over. So, well, wait a minute, I forgot there's actually more. But anyway, I'll get to that. I'll get to as much as I can. Let's finish this. So the DOJ is getting ready, or not getting ready, already targeting red states that are keeping pornography out of the hands of children. Despicable stuff. The law students are being targeted by gun control groups, trying to make them pledge they won't represent the gun industry. Combine this with news that came out of all the high-powered attorneys, all these big-shot attorneys that would not represent Trump, refused to represent Trump in any of his upcoming legal troubles, and he has many. Combine that with, remember the medical school at Columbia? We played the audio for you a while back where they were standing up there talking about the how evil white people are and things like that. You remember all that? This is a while back. What are you supposed to take from these things? What do you take from this? Here's what we should take. The future of this nation, it will be either us getting dominated by the communists completely, them taking over everything, which is not ideal, obviously. So I'm sure you're wondering what option two is. Option number two. The only option number two is this.
You know, freedom is not free.
I'm kidding. That was a joke. No, I have an actual option too. The other option is a coalition of red states banding together against the federal government, against the system itself. That coalition of red states will have to take on the finance industry. That coalition of red states will have to take on the FBI, DOJ. That coalition of red states will have to take on the educational system in this country, the entertainment system. But the coalition of red states is able to do these things because of the gigantic fiscal power of a coalition of states. And they have the infrastructure in place to keep going, to keep this fight going and win this fight. But this is why I tell you, we have to become local activists. We have to get involved locally and strengthen the red state GOPs because the red state GOPs are pathetic. We need all kinds of help. If you're in a red state, don't think for a moment that means you can be complacent. You better dig in, and you better dig in now. We have fortifications to build, fortifications on your school board, on your city council, in your state house, in your state senate. My buddy Greg Price, I want to make sure I give him credit for this. He's exposing It's a long story, but there's some pipeline that's going to haul captured carbon through South Dakota. And a bunch of farmers, a bunch of landowners are getting sold down the river by this carbon pipeline. And guess who's not standing up for the people? The GOP of South Dakota. Guess who you can find as having donated to the GOP of South Dakota? Yep, you guessed it. The pipeline people. The GOP is corrupt and weak and pathetic, and they've sold us out and will continue to sell us out time and time again. So you and I must replace the GOP with an anti-communist coalition. We must. We must. Now, let's get to some emails because I have some other things I want to get to before I get to birth rates and Sesame Street. Jesse. I hate this. Our daughter is in her second year of medical school. She could not believe how much woke nonsense was in her course this year. Remember what I just told you. All the things you can imagine, such as treating a biological woman who thinks she needs a prostate exam, were covered. Rather than explaining the hard, cold truth to these folks, they are being trained to accommodate them in every way. She has been biting her tongue through all this. Here is the problem as she sees it. She's well on her way to $400,000 in loans to complete medical school. If she doesn't toe the line, she may be kicked out and be saddled with all the debt. She went on to theorize that the reason that doctors in general are not speaking out is that they too have massive medical school loans that they are paying off, and if they get fired, they'll be stuck. The medical industry knows all of this, and that is why there's such conformity. What advice would you give her? He says I can use his first name. His first name is Brent. And Brent, you're her father. I think you could give her much better advice than I ever could. But I will tell you this. I'll tell you this. One, you're 100% correct about the reason so much of our medical community has gone to crap in this country. Because they're in debt. And you work your butt off. Look, set the monetary stuff aside for a moment. Think about the work it takes to become a doctor. I know we have a bunch of doctors who listen. They email into the show. It's insane the amount of school, the amount of work you have to put in. Now imagine working hard for the right reasons to achieve all of that. And soon you're a doctor. And then one day they come and tell you, hey, you want to keep practicing medicine? If you want to keep practicing medicine, you're going to have to sign on the dotted line here where it says men can become women and women can become men. Now, that's a hard decision to make. That might be easy for you or me to sit and theorize about. Well, that's pretty difficult when you've worked your entire life for something like that. Now, when you add in the monetary part that he just brought up, well, now you find yourself in quite a pickle. No, I'm not doing it. I'm not signing on for that. Okay, well, we just took away your medical license. What's the plan to pay off those loans? Because you know what comes with that? That fancy house in the suburb with the heated pool, you bought your dime of a wife. Well, that's going to go away. You don't have the money anymore. You got to pay the loans back. Shoot, if you married the wrong woman, the dime might be going away with it and taking half your stuff. Look, we've asked people, because of the system we have, because of the corrupt system we have, we've asked people to make impossible choices. And overall, and I'll come back to this specific case in a moment, overall, we should understand that this is not new. Corrupt systems, corrupt late-stage republics, this is how they always work. They corrupt people because you have to be corrupt to get by. You have to essentially go along with the regime or become a criminal or both in order to get by in a nation that corrupt. That's how it works. I've told you this story before. We told it a long time ago, so I'll tell you again. This is one of the craziest stories I've ever read. I was reading about the communist Soviet Union and things they went through. They had gigantic underground malls in the Soviet Union because there was nothing available because communism ruined everything. And if you were a young mother getting your kids ready for back to school, you would throw on their coats and you would go to an underground black market mall to do illegal back to school shopping. Now, you're a criminal. You're a criminal for being there, for buying that backpack, for buying your kid the coat they need, you're a criminal. Either that or your kids don't go to school or they freeze to death. As far as what I would do in this individual case, well, I guess I'll tell you in a minute. I'm not even sure if I like my answer, but I'll tell you in a second. The fight against evil is, it can be ominous until you remember that you're the good guy. I'll put it to you that way. You're the good guy. Always keep that in mind. When you wake up and you don't want to grind for another day and you don't want to keep up the fight and you don't want to keep paying attention, you don't want to be the tip of the spear anymore, remember that you're the good guy. You're the one who's going to save the country. When you give to preborn, when you give to preborn, it's not just that you're fighting against evil, the evils of abortion. It's that you're good. That $28 you give to preborn, that buys an ultrasound. Not just any ultrasound. They're not just handing them out like candy on the sidewalk. That buys an ultrasound for a young lady who's about to have an abortion. She will lay down, she will hear that heartbeat. And the overwhelming majority of the time, she chooses life because of you. That is good. Don't give up that fight. Keep fighting every day, all right? $28 to preborn. $140 buys five of them, by the way. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and give. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We don't do enough Johnny Cash on this show. I like it. Let's bring some more Johnny Cash into the show. All right, back to the question, because I know a lot of parents struggle with this. This guy's daughter was in, she's in medical school. At the end, she's going to be buried in debt. They're, the commie trash in medical school now is beyond belief. It's all tranny stuff. It's all this stuff. What do you do?
I don't feel comfortable giving advice to anyone's daughter who isn't mine. I don't have a daughter, but... I will tell you this. This is what I'm telling my sons. I'm very frank about the condition of colleges now. In the future, going forward, we are going to have to choose. You and I are going to have to make choices, and our children are going to have to make even harder choices than we are. And those choices are going to be, do I comfortably live within a corrupt system and take part in it? Or do I separate myself from this evil and corruption and life will be harder for me? Now, what does that mean? In the case of this medical school student, what does that mean? Well, maybe daughter's probably a brainiac. Maybe she doesn't go be a doctor. Maybe a nurse. Maybe something else. Maybe an x-ray tech if she's passionate about medicine. Maybe something else, but that's giving up prestige. It's giving up money. It's giving up a lot. Does she go into being a doctor, but then choose concierge medicine? Because, you know, as I brought up before, the separation, how we're going to have to separate going forward. There will be a separation of industries going forward, and the medical industry will be huge for this. And I understand that concierge medicine already exists. Don't get me wrong. But for those who don't understand the wording, concierge medicine, it's simply medicine that's totally private and takes place outside of the traditional medical industry, including medical insurance. So if I wake up tomorrow and sprain my ankle, which at 41, losing your hair, that's probably something I'm going to do. If I wake up, sprain my ankle tomorrow, I don't run down to urgent care, the ER, to get an x-ray. I call up Dr. Goober. Hey, Dr. Goober, come on over. Or bring your x-ray machine, or I'll go to your private x-ray shop, and I go down and I have to pay. It's got to pay cash or credit card, whatever. But there's no insurance. There's no, hey, what's my copay? There's no insurance. But that will be a huge part of the medical industry going forward. Maybe she chooses to become a doctor and goes that route, dedicates herself to concierge medicine. But like, everyone does their own thing. I'm not going to participate in this corrupt evil system. I'm just not going to. I can't do it. And what I'm telling my sons right now is, I don't want you to go to college. I don't want you to go to university. Now, if you do go to university, it will be one of my choosing, not yours, or you'll be paying for it. So I'm pretty emphatic about that. Look, I write about this in the Anti-Communist Manifesto, which is available at jessekellybook.com. But I really do. This is what I tell them. If you go to a university where I don't want you to go, one, it will be a college of my choosing, not yours. Two, you're not going right to college out of high school. Everyone wants to go find themselves. No, not going to happen. You're going to go to a junior college, a community college for a year or two and pile up credits there while also working a full-time job. I'm treating the university as if it is the gorilla enclosure in the zoo, meaning I don't want you to go at all, but if you have to go, I'm going to put you in there for the minimum amount of time. You know why I'm so paranoid about this? Because you email me. And remember, you can email me your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. But you email me. I'm sitting on stacks of them. I can't even bring myself to throw them away. Story after story after story of, Jesse, we basically lost my daughter. Jesse, my cousin's gone. And I don't mean death. I mean, we sent her off to college and came back, and now she's a nut who hates us. Jesse, my son hates me now. Jesse, what about story after story after story. And this is where parents will step in, and maybe not wrongly, but parents will step in and they'll say, Jesse, I've prepared my children. And let me tell you, I'm sure you're not surprised by this. I've prepared my children. My kids got their copies early. They're both halfway through Anti-Communist Manifesto by now. I'm prepping my children. They listen to the show every day. I'm prepping them. But as prepped as they may be, at the age of 18, it doesn't matter what you think, what I think. Basic biology says their brains are still forming. Their outlook on life is still forming. And to hand them off to your mortal enemies to be educated, it's crazy to me. It's crazy to me. But again, I understand that for Normie Norm, he hangs on to two things, and this is what dooms us right now when it comes to kids in school. Normie Norm, one, he believes that old lie, well, you got to go to college to get a good job. If you don't go to college, you won't get a good job. Okay, every plumber I know is richer than you. Everyone who says that, that's one. Two, he believes that universities are leftist or liberal. Normie Norm's not an idiot. He believes they're leftist or liberal. He doesn't understand they're his mortal enemies. They're so much more than that, and they're so much worse than that. The college you went to in 1995, it's gone. Oh, I know the buildings are still standing, and you still root for your team on Saturdays. Woo, go team, I love you. But the educators, the administrators, the fellow students, whoo, you wouldn't even recognize them today. The stories I get from college kids who email in, evil, intolerant, and violent. Violent stuff. People don't understand the level of violence taking place on these campuses right now. All right, enough. We have to get to Sesame Street and the CDC and more emails and Google and lots of stuff. Let's get to your money first, though. Jesse, what do I do with my money? Jesse, I'm worried. Jesse, what do I do? Yeah, you should be worried, but we got to make preparations, right? We got to do something. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're not going to hide under our bed, and we're not going to take our money and hide it in a mayonnaise jar in the backyard. We're going to invest in things we can touch and feel. Done for you real estate is where you put your money. Forget about your daggone portfolio. Your new portfolio is homes. Real estate, you can touch and feel it. They have the best properties. They find them for you in the best markets. They vet them. They get you the financing. They even get the daggone thing insured. They manage the closing. They manage the rental process. What do? Sit back and not get wiped out when the stock market pops. That's what Done For You Real Estate does. And more than any of that, set all that aside, these people share our values, your values and my values. Talk about putting your money where your morals are. Jesse, where do I invest with all this ESG? Won't find any ESG at Done For You Real Estate. Go to doneforyoujesse.com. That's where you find out about it. Doneforyoujesse.com. In times like this, go with reliable things you can touch and feel. That's doneforyoujesse.com, all right? All right. James Comey said something very, very revealing over the weekend. We'll talk about that. Birth rates, Sesame Street, and much more. But all that is coming up next hour on The Jesse Kelly Show. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.